The Public News Service Daily Newscast, Thanksgiving Day, November the 24th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Members of a Detroit area community are intervening in an Environmental Protection Agency lawsuit against a DTE Energy subsidiary charged with dumping harmful pollutants into their community.
Residents of River Rouge want the court to stop EES Coke from emitting sulfur dioxide and other toxic substances from its plant and compensate local residents for the harm it's caused. Teresa Landrum, a River Rouge resident and community organizer, says EES Coke has profited for decades off making people sick.
We have suffered egregiously from the emissions from surrounding factories. Our community is overburdened with asthma, cancer, diabetes, heart disease. Anything that's connected to health issues can be traced back to industries in my community.
The motion was filed by the Sierra Club and joined by Earth Justice and the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center. When the original suit was filed in June, DTE Energy responded, claiming ESS Coke complies with all relevant regulations governing its operations. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Richardson.
The EPA wants the court to force the plant to bring its emissions within legal limits, offset the health and environmental harm it has caused, and also pay fines for each day it is out of compliance. Medicare's annual open enrollment period ends pretty soon, December the 7th. Our Danielle Smith has more.
It's important for anyone on Medicare to review their coverage options, says Joanne Grossi with AARP Pennsylvania, and make sure their plan still meets their health care needs because the coverage can change from year to year. She adds picking a plan can be complicated, but help is available.
So please know that here in Pennsylvania, there's an organization called PA Medi that's funded by the federal government. It's free counseling available to you. And these counselors will go over all the different Medicare options available and help you make the choice that's best for you.
Many insurers offer Medicare Advantage plans, which typically cost more than the basic Medicare supplement plan because of their added benefits. People who enroll in Medicare choose a supplement or an Advantage plan to help cover the expenses Medicare doesn't cover. Grossi adds some of the Medicare Advantage plans include vision, hearing, and dental coverage, plus meals and caregiving services if needed.
And now the New York Times reports the Justice Department is seeking to question former Vice President Mike Pence as a witness in connection with his criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump's efforts to stay in power after he lost the 2020 election. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. Pence is said to be open to considering the request, recognizing that the Justice Department's criminal investigation is different from the inquiry by the House January 6th Committee. This is PNS. And here's a word you don't hear every day. Oregon is home to a plethora of rivers, but those waterways aren't always accessible to every community. More on that from Eric Tegenhoff.
A new video series highlights how important these places are for Black, Indigenous, and people of color, and how a bill now in Congress could protect more of these landscapes. The organization Love is King released the videos, which feature diverse voices talking about the personal significance of rivers to them. That includes Dr. Lisa Collins, an assistant professor at Lewis and Clark College, who thinks protecting rivers in Oregon is critical.
Being able to have water sources that we can go to, be in, be near is vital to not only our personal livelihood, but our community well-being.
Collins says the River Democracy Act, introduced by Oregon Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley, is a key piece of legislation. The bill would protect more than 4,000 miles of waterway in the state, and the rivers were selected by Oregonians.
And the season of giving is upon us. Consumer advocates are urging people to stay vigilant so it doesn't become the season of taking. The number of scams increases greatly during the holidays by phone and online. Kelly Ferguson is with the Spokane-based Numerica Credit Union.
If the heartstrings aren't tugged, whoever's on the other line might make you feel pressured or faced with some kind of aggression or have an emergency deadline or something like that that they put on your donation. That's red flag number one, that might be a scam.
Ferguson says one thing to look out for is if the scammer says it can only accept cash or checks made out to an individual instead of an organization. And we could not wrap up a Thanksgiving newscast without a turkey story, right? So here we go.
5,000 athletes from 38 states and 3 countries converge on Iowa's capital city on Thanksgiving morning to run in the turkey trot. Race promoter Michael Zimmerman says Thanksgiving is the busiest running event of the year based on the number of participants who enter. He says every year the event builds camaraderie among family, friends, and fellow runners.
Anytime you put on a running event on a holiday, especially a holiday that has also the highest caloric intake of any day of the year, like Thanksgiving, bring people down, you do something, you sweat together, you maybe suffer a little bit while you're running, and maybe it helps to justify a second helping.
Race organizers have partnered with local charities to collect coats for children on Des Moines' north side, and are also working with cancer and youth charities. This year, Zimmerman says, everyone who finishes the race receives a mug of hot chocolate. And the key word is hot.
The biggest challenge that we've had with this year's race is figuring out how to heat 350 gallons of water.
I'm Mark Moran.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. If you are celebrating, happy Thanksgiving. We are member and listener supported. Heard our great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. And find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.